bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. And today, my friends, we have a guest for you. He was on our show several times before. His name is Liam Scully, and he is a WINGS graduate and doing very well, as he has just moved forward from house arrest back into his position as a free man today. So, Liam, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, and if you remember, Liam and I came together on August 30th, 2022, and he began the WINGS program, which he succeeded in for 2 months, and really we covered a lot of territory. And so if you would, Liam, refresh the memories of our audience about what happened and where you are today as a result of, you know, your dedication to WINGS and also, you know, your adherence to the court requirements.
Sure, yeah. Back when I was a senior in high school, I was at a party and I made a decision that I thought that was right in the moment, but clearly wasn't. But I decided to get into the car and drive after drinking and smoking that night. And me, along with three others in my car, got into a single vehicle accident where I veered off the road and crashed into a tree, causing some serious injuries to myself and others in the car. Thank God today they've all made recoveries and are able to live their lives. But on the other hand, it was my decisions that put me in that situation and the consequences that later unfold from that. And, you know, I spent 90 days in the county jail, and then straight after those 90 days, I was put on 6 months house arrest, which I was just released from on March 2nd. And during my last weekend of visiting there in jail on Saturday, my mom had come up and she was talking to me about this WINGS program. And, you know, I was a little hesitant because I was, you know, Mom, I'm just getting out of jail. You know, I don't really want to jump into something so soon. And she said, just give it a try. And I said, okay. So I was released on August 29th and Joe, my mom and myself, had a call set up for the following day. And I can honestly say that WINGS has thrusted me forward in my life exponentially. It was a great decision, and I thank God and my mom for putting it in my path, because it helped me to realize that even though this event happened, you know, and it was because of my decisions, that it's not the end of the road, you know. The road keeps going. You just have to decide to keep moving with it. And Joe, you know, he's helped me so much in realizing that, you know, you got to do those things for yourself and you got to plan accordingly with your life instead of, you know, just letting things happen to you.
Well, that's great. And that's a good overview and recap of what really took place. Again, from a decision one night And I want to be clear that Liam, my friends out there who are listening, had no prior arrests or DUIs or any record at all, but it was just one night, just an error in judgment, a mistake that really cost him, you know, a little bit of work, really, for the last, you know, year or so. He had to do 90 days in Bucks County, 90 days house arrest, and then a five-year probation. And now he's off of house arrest. And what did you learn from your 90 days of house arrest, Liam? Tell me.
Well, it was actually 6 months, but...
Excuse me, 6 months, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Really just the things that I used to take for granted, you know? I mean, with COVID, it kind of brought back the memories of COVID, you know, where we were all in lockdown. But even with that, you were able to leave and go to the grocery store if you needed to, or go where you needed to. But with house arrest, I was only permitted to go to work, and that was it. And then, you know, you got 3 hours of quote unquote free time during each week, but that free time had to be errand based. And still living with my mom, you know, she did a lot of the food shopping and those kinds of things. So I wasn't going out. And top of it all, I didn't get my temporary driver's license until a couple weeks ago. So, it was, you know, even now, you know, like last night, you know, I went over to my buddy's house and we were working on his car, and I left there at about, you know, 9:30, got back at 10, just walking into my house, just looking up at the stars, smelling, you know, the night air, that kind of stuff. It really just made me realize how lucky I am to be able to have those freedoms. And, being in jail, you know, just being able to walk outside when you want to, and not being on a schedule, based on the corrections officers and stuff like that. So a lot of these little things people, you know, take for granted. And it reminded me of how lucky we are to be living, you know, in this beautiful world that we are in, regardless of all of the, you know, economic or political problems that are going on.
Absolutely. And I agree 100%. Let me ask you a question. During the Wings program, we were together for 20 sessions. And I know you wrote a letter to the youth. You also composed a letter to the judge. And my question for you is, what is your opinion of, you know, smoking marijuana freely today, or vaping today? What is your opinion? Because some people say it's a gateway drug to other things. And, you know, based on your experience in the high school and college scene, you know, what is your opinion on that?
Well, see, I have a different opinion than most people when it comes to that, because to me, anything can technically be a gateway drug, you know? A lot of it's based on personality. And you can see that, like, growing up with a lot of different kids. I've moved around quite a bit when I was younger, so I've met plenty of people. But when it comes down to, you know, vaping and smoking, starting at a young age, I think, is very detrimental, because you form such a habit of it being there, you know, that when you get to the age of, you know, 18 or 19, when you're away from your parents a lot more, you're mainly thinking like, okay, let's go smoke or something like that. But on the other hand, I've also met a lot of people that didn't let it dictate and control their lives, where, you know, they made sure that they got everything they needed to get done. They were responsible throughout the day. And, you know, maybe they chose to smoke a joint later that night. But either way, you kind of, for yourself, and I didn't learn this until it was too late, but you have to judge yourself and really look deep inside and say to yourself, is this benefiting me in any way? How is this helping? Is it helping? Do you think that I'm going to be a better person because of this? And if the questions, the answers to those questions are no, then you got to realize that you don't need that, because a lot of people, what they don't realize is that the ages between, you know, 14 and 18, when you're in those high school years, you don't have responsibilities. You don't have, maybe you have sports or some schoolwork or an after school activity or something like that. And that's really it, you know? So you have all this free time. And if you start filling that with marijuana or vaping or drinking or whatever it is, then when you graduate high school and you kind of get semi-introduced into the real world with college, or if you go out into the workforce, that's what you think about, because that's all that you know. You know, you go to work and all you can think about is going home and getting high or going home and getting drunk or whatever it is. So really, truly, it depends on the person and how strong-willed they are. But I do think that to some, it can definitely be a gateway drug for sure.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate you taking the time to enlighten us, you know, from your perspective. And how has your faith grown in this last 9 months, if you will, you know, since you actually had to serve time and then do 6 months on house arrest? How has your faith grown, Liam? And how has God really revealed himself to you in any way, if at all?
Sure. I mean, growing up, I would say that I was a cradle Catholic, right? Because I grew up in the faith. I grew up going to church every Sunday with my parents. I did all the sacraments up until, you know, I only have marriage left, but or priesthood, whichever, you know, whichever road God does lead me down. But in the last 9 months, I really, you know, even after the accident, I didn't really fully comprehend, but having all that time to really spend with myself, I realized how God really did bless me in the situation and how it unfolded and how he was able to give those other boys full recoveries. And, you know, how even though it might not be the ideal situation that I wanted, that I was so very lucky not to have to do state time, and, you know, that I, you know, didn't have these huge, huge record on my table, which I still do have a record, but it's not as big as it could have been, you know, and how lucky I was that God placed the lawyer that I had in my path, because the first call that my parents made was to our Monsignor at our local parish, and he guided us towards the lawyer that we went with. And it really, like, I really looked back and I saw how many times that God really did intervene and help me with the situation I was in. And during that year after the accident up until my sentencing, I wasn't thinking about how lucky I was. I was just thinking about, you know, how badly that I was screwed, and how, you know, if I did this and that, it could have been avoided. But I realized that everything happens for a reason, right? And God gave us free will, and I made that choice that night. But because of God, I'm also in the situation I am in today, to be healthy and happy and have a future to look forward to.
Excellent. I appreciate that. Now, I know you're in the process of relocating down to the southeast, down to Florida. Can you talk a little bit about the transition? And recently, you know, I was asked to give you a recommendation for a position. Can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Sure, yeah. So our original plan was, so my mother, sister, and brother all moved down to a town in just outside of Naples called Ave Maria, founded by Tom Monahan. But they moved down there after my high school graduation in 2021. The plan was, you know, for everyone to join them down there. Of course, I was up in school and everything, but we weren't sure of the outcome of my case, so I couldn't just go down. now, since, you know, the worst of it is over and I'm just looking at the probation now, I spoke to my probation officer and we got the paperwork done and sent to Florida to get my probation transferred down there. And, you know, dealing with all of these other government organizations for the last 9 months, meaning the DMV and the probation office and everything, I expected it to be some time. But luckily enough, it was accepted and you know, approved in about a week from the time I started my paperwork, which was wonderful. And now that the house arrest is over, we're planning our move. And for the last couple months, since we decided that this was going to happen, me and my mom have been applying to jobs down there, and a medical device company named Arthrex has been gracious enough to hire me. And it's right outside of our community of Ave Maria. And, you know, there was a little bit of a hiccup with the criminal background, with the background check. And they asked me to provide a statement regarding what had happened and any repercussions that came of it. And I did. I wrote about a page letter to the company and their legal team and everything. And they were gracious enough to keep the offer extended regardless of my record. So, and I mean, you know, WINGS program has helped me tremendously with that and realizing that, you know, if you don't take the shot, you're never going to know the answer, you know? So, even though that record's there, I know that record doesn't define who I am. And no matter what, you're going to be able to push forward in some sense, you know, it might not be the sense that you want to, but there's always a path that you can go down. And I'm very excited to be able to, you know, be back with my brother and sister, whom I haven't lived with in almost 2 years. You know, my sister, she's turning 18 this summer. And I'm very, very excited to be able to, you know, be there for her senior year in high school. And my brother, you know, he's working full time at the same company that accepted me. And I'm, you know, and the WINGS program, I think Joe and the WINGS program did tremendously for that recommendation for that company, because the things that Joe said on that background check really pushed me through to show them that I was the person I was portraying, not the person that my record portrays. And it all just, it seems like it's all coming together now, and it's really a lovely thing to see, you know.
And that's great. That's and we wish you the very best. You know, we have to say congratulations to you for coming through this last 9 months. And really, you know, you still have a 5-year probation that's part of the deal, so to speak. And what is your message to the youth, Liam? Once again, I asked you this a while back, but since we're here on the air, what is your message to the youth who are getting started in high school today, you know, and moving through the senior year into the college stage? Because you were in your first year of college not too long ago. And what is your message for them?
So obviously, I'm not going to tell you not to have fun, right? Because I was the same kid not even a year ago. But you go out and you have your fun, but be responsible about it. You got to always, when a decision is put in front of you, and it might not be a question that somebody else asks you, it might be an internal decision that you have to make. Think about the consequences that could unfold from that yes or no that you give yourself. Or, you know, if you are going to go out to a party or something, be back home by 12:30, 1 o'clock, because nothing good happens after that hour of the night. Just make sure that you set boundaries for yourself. Because to me, I heard all these stories before. I heard, you know, DUIs. I heard underage drinking. I said, you know what? I'm responsible. I'm smart. Whatever. It's not going to happen to me. But it will. And it can. And you always have to think that, is that one little bit of, is that 1 hour or that one drink worth all this backlash that could unfold from it? Is it worth spending time in jail? Is it worth getting a record? And if the answer is yes to you, then you have some serious, you know, looking deeper that you have to do, and you have to, you know, have a conversation with yourself and others to really push yourself out of that situation. But my main message would just be, always, always, always think of the consequences. And that might not be with just partying and stuff like that, because as much as you hear it from other people, saying don't go party is not going to make you stop. But is that party going to make you get a worse grade in college and make you fail out? Is it, you know, so-and-so? Those are the questions you have to ask. Is so-and-so a good influence for me? Am I a good influence for them? Because birds of feather flock together is something my dad always told me, and I just thought it was gibberish, but it's true. So it's a lot of deeper looking that you have to do, and you might not think. You say, oh, I'm only 18, I'm only 19, I'm only 20. I have many years to figure out all that, because you don't. You got to do it now, or you'll never do it, and you'll be stuck in this rut for the next 10 or 15 years of your life.
Okay. Very good, Liam. A great message. And I want to tell our listening audience that recently I was really blessed when Liam called and asked me about coming to Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, where I am assigned as a deacon, and in Trenton, New Jersey. And this past weekend, Liam showed up for the Mass at 10:30, and you know, I could see him from the altar. And also, we had a chance to talk a little bit at the end of the service. And so, Liam, I want to thank you for showing up really at the Mass. You know, you're really a stand-up guy and a man of your word, and I like that, you know. Coming out of aviation. Oh, absolutely. Coming out of aviation, you know, that's part of your captainship, to do what you say you're going to do and handle responsibility. But it was really nice to see you at the church, and you know, as you make the transition to the town of Ave Maria, you know, that's where you'll be living, correct?
Yeah, that's where the house is. It's a wonderful town. Any of the viewers listening, if you want to look it up, the story behind it is truly godsend, yeah. You could say.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been there. I was there many years ago and had the opportunity to actually be a cantor at the Mass, and it was just a beautiful experience, you know, because it's really built on, you know, the faith in our Lord and our Blessed Mother Mary. I know Tom Monahan was from Michigan, and he had a great experience in Medjugorje, as I did as well. You know, that's where November 1st to the 8th, 1998, was a week that changed my life. And that apparition site has now been actually approved. I believe the first 7 days have been approved. And so, but for Tom Monahan, whose, you know, experience drove him to create elementary schools and I think high schools as well. And then, of course, the town of Ave Maria and the Ave Maria University, which is exceptional. A friend of mine actually graduated from that university and is now a lawyer in Trenton, New Jersey. I think he's the number two district attorney in the state, if I'm not mistaken, but he went there, and it's a real indication of how faith can drive you to do beautiful things, you know. And you and I have talked about it before, and I know you have some things that you want to do in the future. So as you make the transition, do you have any plans for furthering your education or starting a business? What is your plan?
So right now, as I said, I'll be working full time down in Florida. But the nice thing is it's 4 days, 10-hour shifts. So, and it's a rotating shift. So every other weekend I get 4 days off. So my goal right now, I want to get a little power washing business started down there. And hopefully grow that to a point where I can either sell it or it can just run itself and I'll have paths of income coming in. and I do have goals to get my realtor's license for Florida and get certified down there for that. So I'm able to buy and sell properties without having to have a realtor and pay their commission. And then, of course, there's other certifications that I'm looking forward to getting. And I haven't really planned them out yet, but I do know that a lot of those things I can get online without having to disrupt my everyday schedule and go to college. Because being in college for a year, I realized, you know, you're only in class, depending on your major, you're only in class from 4 to 7 hours a day, but it's mainly on that lower side. So I can do that easily in my time off from work and business and all those other things. But yeah, I'm definitely very eager to get my future rolling.
That's excellent. And you know, Liam, I had the inspiration today. God inspired me to call you to do this program because of your success in reentry. And that's what the Wings program is all about. It's winning ideas, nurturing growth and success. And your success is on the horizon, but you've experienced success as you've gone along. And over the last 9 months, you've hit those targets of, you know, finishing your time inside and then finishing house arrest and going forward, getting this job and really making a lot of progress, both spiritually, mentally, and also physically, I'm sure. One of the things we talked about is your younger days playing a little football. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm still hurt about it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, maybe next year, you know, your team will win. But we only have another minute to go here. But I want to just say thank you so much for joining us on the air here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. It's been a privilege and a pleasure having you with us multiple times and really sharing your experience, you know, your tragedy, you know, of the car accident, which led to, you know, hospitalization and also incarceration. But you have come through it like a champ, and I know that God's going to bless you for giving a testimony here at Holy Spirit Radio, which is an affiliate station of EWTN, the Eternal Word Television Network. But we look forward to hearing good things from you, and we're going to stay in touch with you. Can you do that for us?
For sure. I'd love to.
Okay, that's great. So for a listening audience, that's our show for today. Again, Liam, thank you so much. And that's our show once again. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.